Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 15th. These are today's vital statistics. Clyde Randy Geist, 64, of Boscobel, died at home Monday, July 13th. The funeral service for Randy will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, July 16th at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. A visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the time of the service. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Clyde Randy Geist, 64, of Boscobel. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba, died Thursday, July 9th at Fairview Nursing Home in Mauston. Funeral services will be held Friday, July 17th at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery in Yuba. A time of visitation will be at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro, Friday, July 17th, starting at 9 a.m. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba. Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock, died Sunday, July 12th, at home, after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held July 18th at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Visitation will be held Saturday, July 18th from 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 until 4 p.m., Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with local arrangements. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois, died Wednesday, July 8th, at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, July 18th at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Stockton, Illinois. Visitation will be held at the church Saturday, July 18th from 9 o'clock until the time of service at 11. A memorial fund has been established. Herman Funeral Home in Stockton is assisting the family with arrangements. Johnny used to work as a morning DJ for WRCO Radio. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died July 2nd. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 26th from noon to 3 o'clock at the Lone Rock Community Center. There will be a graveside service at 11 at the Brown Church Cemetery in Bear Valley. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the American Kidney Association. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93, of Spring Green, died Saturday, July 11th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at the Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green Tuesday, July 28th at 11 a.m., with a luncheon to follow. Visitation will be held Monday, July 27th at Christ Lutheran Church from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and again Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Christ Lutheran Church. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93 of Spring Green. Sarah Story Hibbard, 72 of Richland Center, died Sunday, July 5th, after a long battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Sarah Story Hibbard, 72 of Richland Center. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.